Good morning, 7:50 a.m. Tuesday, March the 26th, 2019. 7:50 a.m. So yeah, Novelrama, with all of its llama memes, ended yesterday, last night. Yeah, I made my 25,000, actually I got 27,000 over the 4 days. Terrible amount of fun, just a terrible amount of fun. A lot of people started, not everybody stuck with it through the 4 days. There are so many people who said, I didn't think I could do this. Oh my God, I didn't think I could do this. And you know, some of them didn't. Some, you know, like 16,000 words over the weekend. It's like 16,000 words in 4 days. Holy crap! I'm like, yeah. Button chair, finger on keys, write like your keyboard's on fire. Burn your fingers, whatever. I don't know. But yeah, it was for me. It was invigorating just watching them, you know, come back with their. They're sprints, and you know, the sprint numbers are 300, 400. Occasionally, you know, we do a 50-minute sprint, and they come back with 1,000. And they're going, whoa! I also discovered that I can't do 45-minute sprints. I can't do 50-minute sprints. They're just ridiculous for me. I get 25 minutes in, and I'm looking for the end, and it's like, okay, that's... Wow! Take your half out of the middle. Guy coming around the corner, went into the inside lane. The other lane on a double yellow. All right. Speed right along. So, yeah, I did... I was the kickoff sprintmeister last Friday morning. I wasn't the last one yesterday, although I had the afternoon shift, 1 to 4. And... Then in the evening, Sunday evening, Monday evening, I had a bunch of RMFW stuff that I needed to do in support of Colorado Gold. So, I worked on that to help move that process along a little bit. It was perfectly straightforward to me, but the coordinators found it completely incomprehensible. And so, yeah, it's not going to work that way. I created a protected spreadsheet so that judges can just tab through to find the places where they need to put numbers in, which should help. And it was always a word processing document. People had to remember to type in the numbers and then go back through and subtotal by part. And then go through and total them all up, and yeah, that didn't work well. Everybody was forgetting. So now you just go through and you put in the numbers for each of the different factors that go into the judging rubric, and the spreadsheet totals them all up for you. And that's it. That's it. You're done. So it's a lot easier. And I protected the spreadsheet so that they only put numbers in where numbers go. They don't retype things and overlay formulas and the kinds of stuff that were problematic. So I worked with the committee on that last night. I didn't actually do any sprinting last night. I got like one 20-minute block out of a 50-minute, 45-minute sprint. And then just said, oh, the hell with it. I only needed 25,000. I had 27 and change. the book is only a few hundred words away from 100,000 words. It's really, really close. I wrote the most depressing scene I think I've ever written. And it's probably not going to be stay that way, because I've got a couple other depressing scenes that I have to write. So it's kind of a meh kind of morning. It's not very pretty. Maybe if I'd gotten out at sunrise, the sky would have been a little more beautiful. Right now it's just sort of gray. There's a lot of high thin clouds. There's this little streaks of pale blues peeking through the thin clouds. It's chilly. It's like 30 degrees. The audiobook for Darkness is about to drop. It'll drop on... They've sent the assets off to Audible, and they should be available for pre-order the next day or so. Should be able to purchase it on April 2nd. I posted that in the Golden Age, the Solar Clipper group. So I need to, it's counting down. What's today? The 26th. 27th, 28th, 29th. Okay. I got a couple of weeks yet. A week from Friday, I have to put my post up for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I'll have to come up with a blog post. God, I still haven't got Darkness done. Jesus. Oh well, look. This is how it's gonna go, I guess. I gotta get Cape Grace finished. It's due with Karen in like 6 days, 5 days. No, I just sent her an email this morning saying it's going to be a little bit late, because even if I finished it today, I wouldn't have time to put the pieces in the order they're supposed to be and get it out to beta readers to get some feedback on it. And after yesterday, I realized that I had a serious problem. So there's going to be a relatively heavy second draft. It's going to take quite a good amount of time to clean up some really sloppy writing. I noticed that I was, all of a sudden, it's like one of these, I'm writing, like my pants on fire. And I went back and read the paragraph and I thought, that's terrible. Holy cow, that's horrible. That's awful. Why in God's name am I writing it like that? So I went back to the beginning of that chapter and cleaned it, scraped it down and made it right. And oh my God, it's so much better. But then I realized that I've pretty much done this all the way through this story, because I started the book too long ago and kept a lot of the old habits that I've weaned myself from. So I'm going to need to go back through, and I think I mentioned the other day, I've got like 4 different numbering systems for chapters, depending on who's in the chapter and what the point of view is, and that's crazy. It's just, they're not in the right order, they're not in the right sequence, they're not, chapters aren't where they're supposed to be chronologically, to make the story go where it wants to go. It's a pain in the ass. Oh, coming up, say it with me. Monk post. I did it. Okay. So the book is going to need a lot of reworking in the second draft. I need to get it done first. I still have 3 or 4 pieces I need to write. And I'm just going to make a chapter with those pieces in them, and then see what they look like in terms of length, and whether or not they need to be a chapter on their own, or whether they can be a scene, or what. So there's going to be a lot of extra work. I have, I think I mentioned this yesterday, or the day before, or maybe Friday, I don't remember. These last 4 days have just sort of blurred together into one long sort of punch drunk social media party 4-day frenzy of sprinting and writing and writing down words and tracking the numbers and keeping my score, and but yeah, Jesse Young, he and I have come to an agreement. He's going to give me 2 covers. They're going to cost more than I wanted, but if I can cultivate another really good cover artist, I think it's going to be worth it to me in the long run as I set out onto the new path for the Tanith Fearport world, the barbarian stories, sword and sorcery. Oh, there's not going to be a lot of sorcery. There's going to be a lot of, for that matter, there's not going to be a lot of swords. Mostly bows, because they're Mongols. It's cold enough, my nose is running. Better catch it. And I've got some books to sign. I've got to get them shipped today. I've had them sitting on my side table for 4 days. And didn't get them out on Friday, so yesterday afternoon was a nightmare in terms of things I needed to do that were required me to stay at my desk all goddamn day. No, it was a good day. But there was a lot of stuff going on, and I couldn't get them shipped yesterday. So I gotta get them signed and packaged up and shipped today. My wife is going to Fort Collins this morning, and so I will get most of that stuff taken care of while she's gone. And then when she comes back, I can take the van and go down, get a few groceries, ship off the package, get that off my desk. Today's Tuesday, I gotta put a milk order out. I'm just trying to think of all the things that I need to do today. I've already got my journal set up. I need to go through and make sure that I've got everything on it that I need to do, so I don't drop something over the course of the day. shout out. I gotta go back. I gotta get this thing posted. See if I can post it. Remember to post it and repost it on time and repost it correctly. And I don't know what happened the other day when I posted, and the file did not get attached. I had verified the material. It was all there. And there was something funky with the save, and it just didn't take. And it wouldn't let me update it, so I closed the file. I would close the post and then reopened it again. Then it let me take care of the update, and then it put the file in place. Odd. Squirrely, 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 squirrely. So I'm almost down to the park. I'll be home very shortly here. Lots of little bird noises here today. Well, at least you slow down for the stop sign. That's something, I suppose. Off we go, off we go. So in a couple of weeks, I'll be going to going over to Table Mountain Inn at in Golden to attend the day-long educational extravaganza for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I'll be doing some one-on-one consulting with people and some talks about self-publishing, social media. I hope it's going to be fun. I hope it's going to be a good time. I did a couple, 3 years ago, and they had a fire in the laundry room. Middle of the afternoon, and the fire alarm went off. Everybody had to go out in the hall, out on the sidewalk, wait for the fire trucks to come, reset the alarm, let us in. I pretty much put an end to the day's festivities. Okay, that tree looks about gone. There's nobody at the bus stop this morning. Maybe the kids all aged out. I don't know. And he didn't stop, so I guess if you're not there, he's not waiting. Anyway, I'm coming up on it. The back gate. Trip. So I'm out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.